The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of the Madani channel, once again we welcome you back to our very special program, The Special Ten, in which, inshallah, we're going to be continuing with our discussion regarding the blessed lives of those 10 individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise in this very world. And inshallah, today shall be our final episode where we speak about the great companion Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But as usual, before commencing our discussion for the day, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my grave who has been granted the power of hearing the voice of every creature. Hence, whomsoever until the day of judgment recites salat upon me, that angel presents that person's name along with his father's name to me. Allahu Akbar. And the angel says, so and so, the son of so and so, has recited salat upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You know, seemingly small act of reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we do it with love, with sincerity, even if it's sallallahu ala Muhammad, you know, such a small amount of time, seemingly small act, but look at how much is happening in the background. How much is happening when a person does this? The angel delivers this salam, salawat and salam to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only is this person mentioned, but his father is also mentioned along with him. Mentioned in the court of the best of creation. Such an honor. Such an honor. Seemingly small and simple act. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us habitual of reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extensively. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. So alhamdulillah, for the last couple of episodes, we've been discussing the blessed life of the great companion Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And inshallah today, we'll be continuing with regards to the life and the discussion regarding this blessed individual's life radiyallahu ta'ala an. This great individual we heard in the last episode as well, what the other companions radiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in thought about him, to the extent that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, he said that I am pleased with him and Sayyidina Umar, so whomsoever or people whomsoever you want to pledge allegiance to, do so. Likewise, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an says to him, O Abu Ubaidah, shall I not pledge allegiance at your hand? Allahu Akbar. And then, you know, they both mention each other's qualities that they heard from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we said, Umar radiallahu anhu, we heard, he wished that he had a room full of men like Abu Ubaidah, so that the Islamic nation, Islamic Ummah could benefit greatly. Likewise, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he knew how great Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah was in terms of running the affairs of the people and in terms of being good behavior towards the subordinates, those beneath him, those below him. And he knew the great status that he radiallahu ta'ala an possessed. He had been granted from the court of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why he expressed this desire and expressed this wish of his when he was about to pass away, that if Abu Ubaidah had been alive today, then I would have made him the Khalifa, made him the leader of the believers. And if my Lord was to ask me on the day of judgment, if my Rabb was to ask me on the day of judgment, that why did I make Abu Ubaidah the Khalifa for the believers? I would have said that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I heard from the blessed tongue of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most truthful individual, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each and every nation has an Ameen, has a trustworthy, honest person. And the Ameen of this nation is Abu Ubaidah. Allahu Akbar. Look at the status of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah in the eyes of other companions. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he is expressing his desire to make him the Khalifa after him. Likewise, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she was asked that if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was to appoint another Khalifa after him to lead the believers, to lead the Muslims, who would it have been? She said that it would have been my father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then after that, was asked again that who else? And then she said that it would have been Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Then she was asked who else? And she said that it would have been Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala an. Likewise, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that this order that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha gives, this is her own estimate, her own judgment, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have appointed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, then Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala an, because Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, he actually had all the qualities of being a leader for the believers. He had all of the qualities that he needed to possess. He was very strategic. He was very honest, and he knew how to run a system, and he knew how to deal with people, and he had a very good methodology and a good character while dealing with people. So all of these qualities were perfectly present within the blessed personality of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. So from that perspective, he had the capability and the ability to be the leader of the believers. But on the other hand, we find that even when he's appointed as a governor or any post of authority he's given, he actually thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when that was taken from him. And he himself publicly went and announced, instead of him, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu had been allocated. And he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he himself had informed the public that now Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu has been appointed. Allahu Akbar. You know, this was his blessed character. And this is the character of the companions radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the character of the pious predecessors, that they did not seek authority. They did not seek a position of authority. They did not want to be in a position of authority. If it was granted to them, they would take it as a burden. They would consider it a burden because now the rights of the people are involved. And with us, we want to be in a position of authority. We want authority over others. This is the difference between the character of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and our character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to copy and imitate and emulate the blessed character of these blessed individuals. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulullah. Like we already know, that Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he is one of those 10 great individuals who were given the glad tidings of paradise in this world by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has this guarantee of paradise by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still, he lived his life in such simplicity. Another beautiful character of his that we learn from the books of Seerah is that he would sacrifice for the sake of his Muslim brothers. For the sake of other Muslims, he would give what he had. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he gave a pouch full of 400 dinars within it. And he gave it to a servant, a slave, and he said, go and deliver this. Give this to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And then after that, stay there for a while and see what he does with it. So go and give this money to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu and then stay there and see what he does. Allahu Akbar. When that slave delivered this pouch to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he says that Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, he has given these dinars to you. And he says that utilize them for your needs. Use them for your needs. And he radiallahu anhu, he says that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the leader of the believers, upon Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then he calls his slave girl and he says that, send these 7 dinars to so-and-so's house. Send these 5 to so-and-so. Send this to such and such a person. Give this to such and such a person. And he just distributed all of the wealth that he had just been given until they all finished. He was saying, go and give this much to so-and-so, this much to so-and-so. Allahu Akbar. He gave priority to others over his own self, over himself. He did not keep any for himself, but rather he said, go and give this to so-and-so. Go and give this to so-and-so. Allahu Akbar. This was the isar, this was the sacrifice of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Likewise, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now, when this slave went back and he mentioned this to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, then he says that he gives his slave another pouch. And he says that, go and give this to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu an, and stay there for a while and see what he does once you've departed. And the slave, he took this pouch to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu an. He goes to him. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen is presenting this to you. Amir al-Mu'mineen has given this pouch. And he says, utilize it for your needs. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu an, he says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the leaders of the believers. And then he calls his slave girl. And he says, take this dirham to so-and-so's house. Take this many dirhams to so-and-so's house. Take this money to so-and-so's house. Allahu Akbar. He gives all his money away until during that time his blessed wife comes to find of it. And he says that an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I take an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are also poor. We are also destitute. So give us something as well. Allahu Akbar. And at that point there were only 2 dinar remaining, which he gives. So that pouch he gives to his blessed wife. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu, when the slave returned and he mentioned this to him as well, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, he became very happy. And he says that indeed the companions are brothers. Allahu Akbar. The companions are brothers of each other. Subhanallah. Such great sacrifice instilled within the companions, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Such great sacrifices, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. In fact, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, he had all these possibilities to earn the world, to gather the world, to gather, accumulate the wealth of the world. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, he says to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu anhu, that feed us something. And Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu anhu, he took out from a sack, from a storage, some dry pieces of bread. And he gave this to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. And the blessed eyes of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu started to flow with tears. Allahu Akbar. And he said that, oh Abu Ubaidah, the world has failed to captivate you, in captivating you, in capturing you in its trap, in its net. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu anhu, such a detached person from the world. And yet, despite being granted the glad tidings of paradise, despite being guaranteed paradise from the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he would still fear the secret divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say that, I wish if I was an animal, I was a ram, which the people of the house would slaughter and they would consume its meat and its soup. Allahu Akbar. Such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great individual who has been granted and granted the glad tidings of paradise, guaranteed paradise. His statement is such that a person, whether he is dark-skinned or light-skinned, whether he is a slave or a free person, whether he is an Arab or a non-Arab, no matter what the person is, if I was to find, Allahu Akbar, if I was to find that he has greater piety and a greater fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than I do, if I was to know this about him, no matter who he is, then I wish I was just a part of his skin. I was a portion of his skin. This is the humbleness and this is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu possessed. And this indeed, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the Madani channel, is a lesson for us. Because the calamities and the horrors of the grave, the punishments of the grave, are not bearable if we get punished, ma'azallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment of the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us entrance into Jannat al-Firdaus without any accountability. But seeing Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he was very cautious. He was very careful about the hereafter, about the secret divine plan of Allah. And this is a message for us. We are born Muslims maybe, or we've accepted Islam. Either way, we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, but we have no guarantee that we'll die as Muslims. And the shaitan is going to try every trick in the book. He's going to try his best to, ma'azallah, weaken our faith throughout our life and then take it away at the time of death. And if a person dies without iman, he is destroyed. He's destroyed for eternity. Allahu Akbar. And this is that same secret divine plan of Allah that the pious predecessors feared. They saw that people live their lives. Outwardly, they seemed to be pious people. But when it came to the time of their death, they denounced their religion. Their religion. They denounced their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly, you know, Iblis, the shaitan, he was mu'allimul malakut. He was the teacher of the angels. And yet, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look at how he was rejected from the court of Allah. After having seen this, witnessed this, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the leader of the angels, he would cry, I'm fearing the secret divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though angels are ma'asum, it is impossible for them to commit a sin. So what makes us heedless of the secret divine plan of Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this mindset and this mindset to really hold ourselves accountable, to fear the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accountability. This is another topic. Sina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, a person went and presented himself in the court, and Sina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an was crying. And this person asked that, what has made you cry, O Abu Ubaidah? And Sina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, he mentioned that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had mentioned the victory that would come about at the hands of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah. And then he said that, O Abu Ubaidah, if death is delayed for you, only three servants are sufficient for you. One, that servant who serves you. Another, that one who is with you in your travels, in your journeys. And the third one for you, the one that serves your family. Allahu Akbar. And three rides are sufficient for you. Your own ride. The ride that carries your weight or your belongings and so on and so forth. And the third, the ride for your slave. Allahu Akbar. And he says that, I'm crying. This, after thinking about this statement, the bare minimum that I need, the Prophet ﷺ said that these three things are sufficient for you. But I'm thinking about my house. It's full of so many small items and small things. And this is making me cry. How am I going to show my face to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. He says, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he said that on the day of judgment, the person closest to me will be the one from amongst you who stayed in the same state that I left him in. I meet him in the same state on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. So this self-accountability, he would be performing. And this is something that we pick from his blessed life. Likewise, even, you know, he was severely ill, and people went to visit him, and his blessed wife was sat facing the opposite direction, facing the wall. People asked her, how was his night? And she said that his night was fine. And he radiallahu anhu, he turns to the people that have come to visit him, and he says, no, my night was not fine. Aren't you guys going to ask me anything about knowledge? This is how much he wanted to spread knowledge. Even at this, you know, people, they, Sina Iyaz bin Ghutayf radiallahu anhu, he's narrating this, and he says, we were shocked that even in this situation, he wants to speak about knowledge. He wants to spread knowledge. So then they said, yes, indeed, why not? We'll ask you. And then he radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a person who spends on his family, who visits the ill person, does i'adat, visits the ill person, and who removes something harmful, something painful, something that's going to cause harm, he removes that from the path, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him reward tenfold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him reward tenfold, 10 times more. Allahu Akbar. And fast, is such a shield which cannot be broken by anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He inflicts a person with an illness, any physical disease, any physical illness, due to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. So we just heard some narrations that were narrated by Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, such a beautiful message within there. And this is something that we find that he had this passion in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he would ask questions. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who keeps fast, who observes fast in the month of Ramadan and avoids three things, then I guarantee paradise for him. So now Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those three things? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that protecting the tongue, protecting the stomach, and protecting the private parts. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he lived his life like this. He said himself that, you know, I'm going to pass away. I have never done anything for the sake of people, because I'm going to pass away and leave these people. And he advised this, he gave this advice at the time of his departure as well, that, O people, if you accept this advice, then you will not be deprived of goodness. Establish prayer, keep fast, observe Sawm in the month of Ramadan, give sadaqah, give charity, perform hajj, perform umrah, do good to each other, and even advise your leaders, advise them, give them advice, advise them, advise your leaders, give them advice. Advise your leaders and do not keep them deluded. Allahu Akbar. And don't let the world destroy you. Because no matter, even if you live for 1,000 years, death will eventually take you. Death will eventually take you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And indeed, death for the son of Adam, death for an individual has been written. And his death is certain. The best, the most wise person amongst you is the one who is the most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most aware of the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. O Mu'az, keep doing salah rahmi, keep mending and keeping relationships. Allahu Akbar, keep being good towards relatives. Allahu Akbar, this is something beautiful. This is an advice, if we were to ponder over this ourselves as well, there is so much for us to take on board. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he passed away the 18th year of Hijri in Sham in Syria. And at that point his blessed age was 58. He was 58 years of age. And Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he led his janazah, his funeral prayer. Sayyidina Mu'adh, Sayyidina Amr bin Aas, and Sayyidina Dahaq bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they lowered him into his grave. So Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, now this last piece of advice that we just heard, if we were to take this on board, perform all these deeds, establish prayer, keep fast in the month of Ramadan, give charity, perform hajj, perform umrah, do good to each other, and even advise those who are above us, who are authorities, if there is a genuine need, and we can, our advice, we can save a bigger fitna, a bigger tribulation, and we ourselves are not causing any facade, any turmoil on the earth. Then we advise those who are seniors, we do not keep them deluded. And then he says that do not let the world destroy you. Such a deep message that no matter how long you live for, eventually death is to come. So why do we not prepare for death? Why do we not carry out deeds which lead us to the betterment of our hereafter? Such a beautiful message for us to take on board from the blessed life of Sina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala an. And the great commentator, the great sharih of Sahih Muslim, Allama al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the blessed grave of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, there's this great sense of awe, there's this great awe-inspiring atmosphere. And he is well deserving and well worthy of that. And then he says that whenever I have presented myself at the grave of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, I have witnessed many strange and many amazing things. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Alhamdulillah, we find that, you know, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he's a scholar from more than 700 years ago, he passed away. And even he would visit, like for example, he says he visits the blessed grave of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. So this is a practice from the old days. The Prophet ﷺ himself encouraged visiting graves, even though initially he had prohibited it. But the reason being, it reminds us of the hereafter. And particularly visiting the blessed personalities, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed has its own blessings. Alhamdulillah, we've heard about all the 10 companions. We've heard a small amount out of their vast amount that we could have discussed about each and every individual. We've heard small amounts about each one of their blessed lives. But what messages have we taken on board? And today's message that we have heard at the end from Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, his blessed life, that no matter how long you live, you will have to die. Everything must come to an end, like our program has. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take on board and really implement whatever we've learned and gained from the blessed lives of these individuals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to prepare for the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of these individuals in our hearts. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
The special 10 صحابة رضي الله عنهم. The special 10 صحابة رضي الله عنهم. The special 10 صحابة رضي الله عنهم.